Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Best Ever You Show with your host, Elizabeth Hamilton Garino, CEO and founder of the Best Ever You Network. The Best Ever You Show is here to help you live your life to the fullest. How? Real people, including celebrities, real advice, real places, products and businesses, real life stories. With this radio show, printed magazine, websites, community, and more. And now, here is your host, Elizabeth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Best Ever You Show. I am without a co-host today. Dr. Katie has a daughter who is not feeling so hot today and is actually, I think, out sick with the flu. They're on their way to the doctor right now. So she apologizes for not being with us today, but we thought it was more important that she take care of her daughter. Don't you agree, Tom? We've got Tom Morse with us, the CEO of Rushmore Essentials. How are you today?
I'm doing great. And absolutely, you know, there's most important is taking care of family.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Katie, we send you our love and hugs. And Callie, we send you our love and hugs and hope everything is okay there in the state of Washington. So I just want to welcome you. But before I do that, our show today is sponsored, and it is not sponsored by you. I just want to make sure that we're clear on that. We did not put you on the air just because you're paying me to do so or anything like that. We have no monetary connection to a product coming on the show. We're actually going to talk about you, about the product, about your branding, and about everything that, you know, you're one heck of a business guy. I think there's so much to learn from you regarding branding and running companies and things. So I'm very excited to go in depth with you for the next hour about that. But the show is sponsored by someone else. The show is sponsored by Delamore in Vermont. And I just want to give a quick shout out to Delamore.com and to Frank Delamore, who owns Delamore. Tom, they're this incredible pasta sauce company, and how I encountered them is through 100% Heart. We just moved here to Maine in 2004 from California, and we were all exhausted, and I was tired, and I was going to cook that night. And so I went into Hannaford here locally and picked up a jar of their pasta sauce, and I was so tired, and my husband's used to us making everything from scratch, that I dumped it in a pan and didn't tell him and served it to the whole family, and no one had a clue. And he's like, wow, this is the best, you know, sauce you've ever made so far. And, you know, I had to fess up and tell him that it was Delamore. So we've had a great relationship with Delamore ever since I logged in that phone call telling him about what my husband said, and it's been pretty funny. For years and years. So, yeah, true story and lots of fun, and they've been wonderful to us. And so if you can reach out to Delamore.com and you can order pasta sauce online, or if their pasta sauce is not in your grocery store, you could ask them to carry it. And then the other thing we've got going on besteveryou.com, we've got giveaways for Delamore. So we'll be doing giveaways in January and February. And I think the winner gets like 3 jars of pasta sauce, like a sampler of their pasta sauce, which I love. So anyway, isn't that cool when companies do that?
That is great. That is great. You kind of piqued my curiosity. I want to try some now.
Yeah, I hope so. What's neat about it, too, is it's gluten-free. And for me, I have really bad food allergies. And it's one of the few foods that I eat that almost has really nothing. It has nothing in it. That, you know, it's like tomatoes. You know, there's no sugar in it. No, I mean, it's just really pure. So even my father, who's a diabetic, eats it because it doesn't have added sugar in it, which is nice.
Well, and tomatoes are so good for us, and you know, it's such a good source of lycopene and carotenoids and some of the things that really help our bodies function better.
Yeah, well, I think that's a really great segue into what you are here to talk about today. And on the main website of Blog Talk Radio, there's this giant red logo with the word RE in the middle of it, and the show is featured today, so we want to be sure to thank everybody at Blog Talk Radio for featuring you on the show today. But what is RE?
So RE is a group of drinks. We call it RE. RE is kind of our logo, our brand, just like an Apple icon for Apple computers. And the reason why we picked RE is because it actually lends itself to a number of different lines of products or different products within this line. So right now we've launched with Revive, which is a grab-and-go shot drink with 21 different superfruits, super powerful antioxidants. Then we have another product that we've also launched, which is Revitalize. And Revitalize is the same great formula with a little difference. The shots have a bit of green tea antioxidants in them, and the large bottle does not have that green tea. So it's a multi-serve. It's that daily lifestyle drink. It helps you get all the nutrients that your body needs, but does it really conveniently. You know, we love fruit, but getting fruit in our diet every day isn't so easy.
It's not, is it? That is a tough thing to do. Because, you know, when you think about it, it's like, what do you want to have, a pear or a pizza? And 9 times out of 10, people go over to the pizza, I think, and it's better to go over to the fruit. And we just don't, our society is becoming sort of deprogrammed from that. Hopefully we're going to reprogram it.
Well, and a lot of, I guess what's special about RE is it works naturally with our bodies to help make it stronger, to help nourish it. So just like a real fruit does, you know, like a pizza, on the other hand, it's really not a very natural food, so it's not going to work as well with our bodies to help strengthen it, to nourish it, to give us the energy, the focus, the stamina that we want to do the things we want to do.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. I've been on this. I know. What really piqued my curiosity about your product is that there are 21 fruits within. And I know a lot of people are on a smoothie kicks, so the timing seems like it's pretty perfect with this, because it almost feels like, you know, you don't have to open get the blender and peel fruit and peel vegetables and peel all this stuff, and you could just grab this.
Well, yeah, and that was really the idea behind RE is let's make it easier to get the fruits our body needs every day and get that variety of fruits that we'd like. So the reason why 21 is because when you look at all 21 fruits, each fruit, just like each person, is sort of unique, and they have different properties, different nutrients, different flavonoids, polyphenols, antioxidants that really help us in different ways. So to get all those different fruits is really tough. And, you know, unless you live in, you know, some exotic location like Hawaii or Belize where you have these fruits growing, it's just not convenient to get them or carry them around with you. They get bruised. They don't have a very good shelf life. So, you know, the idea behind RE is let's put these all into one convenient package so you can have it anywhere, anytime. And of course, it's got to taste good, too, because if it doesn't taste great, we're not going to nobody's going to want to drink it again.
There's the pizza chaser, right? If it doesn't taste good. Yeah, we're not doing that. So this is 2.5 ounces, and you call it a shot. What is it? So it's little, I'm trying to picture what the packaging would be like on that. Like, and where do you find it in the store?
Yeah, so it's 2.5 ounces, so it's just a small liquid shot. Why liquid? Because liquids just get into our system a lot faster. Mm-hmm. It helps deliver the nutrients. You get better. There's better bioavailability, better absorption. It's easier. It's not to take than swallowing a pill or something like that. At stores, most of the time, it's either at the front end, up near the check register, in stores like Sprouts or Whole Foods, or Raley's. Or it may be also in the vitamin set, so that'll be back with your other vitamins, mm-hmm. or by like pills and things like that.
Mm-hmm. And just to put a perspective on that, like a bottle of water is about 16.9 ounces, so this is a lot tinier than that.
It is a lot tinier, and it's it's really packed with nutrients. So a lot of times you don't want to drink. People don't always want to drink 16 ounces or, even 10 ounces. So, the idea with 2.5 ounces, it's enough to deliver the ingredients and the nutrients efficiently, but it's not so much that you're going to have to make a second trip to the bathroom afterwards.
yeah, exactly. You know, did it's funny. I couldn't agree with you more. It's like we're so into drinking, you know, all of our water and all of our everything. We forget all the trips to the bathroom we make. With it's funny. Anyway, I wanted to talk with you about Brian Klein for a minute and just ask who he is in your life and how you guys have done this amazing company together.
Well. I was blessed to have met Brian through a mutual friend a couple years back, and we were working on actually coincidentally another fruit project. Brian's business, he has a couple of businesses, one being Kendall Fruits, another being Purely Pomegranate, are leaders in bringing fruit into the United States from all over the world, as well as sourcing fruits domestically in the U.S. And they provide the fruit products that most of us have on our table every day, in our cereals, in our smoothies, at the restaurants that we eat at. So being in the business for a long time, he had an excellent supply chain of quality suppliers of fruit and a large variety of fruit. So when we got together and talking about what's a better way to help people stay healthy with fruit, he was kind of that match made in heaven, where to make a great product, you really have to have great ingredients, and to make it affordable, you really have to have good supply chain all the way back to those growers that can deliver a quality product consistently at an affordable price. Because if it's, you know, we're all on a budget somewhat, so you know, it's important to be able to deliver. If you want to help a lot of people, to deliver an affordable product to them. So that's how we met, and I'll tell you, it's been an exciting and great journey together, making something that we both feel very proud of and good about, not only selling but giving to our families.
I'm just thinking about that. This is actually something. Could you give this to children, or is it too much?
Absolutely. I'm a dad and a very proud father of two young girls, 7 and 3. And as a parent, you know, it's really you got to take care of yourself so you can take care of them. Ree helps me take care of myself, but there's not. Somebody asked me the other day, do I think Ree's safe? And I said, well, I think the real question is, would I give it to my kids? And the answer is absolutely. In fact, my 7-year-old daughter, Alina, she loves the product, and I can feel really good about giving it to her, because she may not get everything at school or at home, other nutrients that her body really needs to grow that she needs. So this is a way to help ensure that she gets all those ingredients.
Yeah, that's definitely a really good question for you. Would you give it to your own kids? Because there's a lot of the stuff at the checkout line where I pray my kids don't pick it up, because I'm a mom of 4 boys, and they're 4 teenage boys. They're 11, 13, 15, and 17. And we're in that phase where you just pray that they don't do something silly or make a bad choice or and so forth. And a lot of what I would consider bad choices are right there at the grocery checkout line. And I try and help them just make better choices, I guess, because some of it
sound like a great mom.
Feel so safe. Some of the things they say they're safe, but maybe they aren't. You know, you just really have no idea. And I don't know really how you could go wrong with fruit.
Well, I guess it could spoil, but with this, it's got a good long shelf life. But it is tough when you go to those front ends. You know, it's mostly candy or there's, you know, energy drinks, energy shots, which, I've noticed that, you know, my kids are curious about, and they see the ads and then they think, you know, is this good? Is it safe? And
I'll tell you a true story. Let me tell you this. I took my, I don't know if my 17-year-old's going to appreciate this, but I'm going to tell it anyway. Sorry, Connor. I took him for his well baby check, which is, you know, you take your kids to the same pediatrician until they're 18 or 20 or whatever they are. And so we were in there, and the doctor said, wow, your blood pressure is so high. What is the deal? And I said, boy, that's, that's strange. And he said, well, it could be because I just took an energy drink, and I'm not going to name which one it was. But my son's blood pressure, they were concerned.
Well, and you should be. I can tell you my own personal health history. You know, when I was roughly about 7, 8 years ago, I went into the doctor because I had bad headaches, and the doctor, you know, put me on the maximum dosage of blood pressure medication to help bring it down. It didn't come down, though. In fact, you know, I was really concerned about this. My wife was concerned about it. And when I took energy drinks and shots out of my diet, my blood pressure immediately went down. And I think there's a lot of people out there, if you're predisposed to hypertension, high blood pressure, a history of heart disease in your family, you have to be really careful of these products, because hypertension is, it's really scary. You know, your blood vessels, you know, if they're continue to be under that much pressure for an extended period of time, they lose that resiliency. And that's when you have more serious health problems, like, you know, stroke, heart attacks, like that. So it's really, they call it the silent killer. And we have a whole generation of people today that, you know, have grown up on energy drinks and shots. And I think, unfortunately, the public will probably bear the burden of those costs at some point.
Yeah, yeah, and I don't want to mention names or name names or anything like that, but people get the drift of what we're talking about, and it's you know, it's just scary, and you just really never have any real idea, you know, for sure. But this seems really, really, really cool to have something with real ingredients. I mean, it seems pure. Is there anything else added to it, or is it just pure fruit?
Well, you know, we went with RE, and obviously on the package we say real, because it's all real ingredients. It is natural. It is has been evaluated by some of the, you know, the toughest retailer standards out there for natural products, and they've approved it. You know, everything in it is what's on the label. It's, you know, there's 21 different fruits in the product. We have.
There's no sugar. There's no added sugar. There's no chemicals, additives, or stimulants. That's really cool.
Yeah. So we consider it a vitality drink. And what's special about that, as opposed to, or what's unique about a vitality drink, is everybody wants to pigeonhole something into a category. You know, they either you're a water, you're an isotonic, you're a carbonated soft drink. So we were looking at, you know, what category do we fit into? And when we made this and realized that we really were creating our own category of vitality. And the way we describe that is a vitality drink works naturally with your body to help strengthen it, nourish it, and protect it. And by doing those things, it makes us stronger. So we're stronger, so we can take care of ourselves and help take care of others. The difference with that and other maybe stimulant-based products that rely on chemicals to sort of give you this artificial adrenaline, so you think you're going faster, but you're really not, is we don't rely on stimulants or chemicals. Instead, this is designed to really work naturally with your body to strengthen it, nourish it, and protect it. So it's a different approach, but to give us the same thing that we really want. That's, you know, a feeling of wellness, feeling good, feeling positive, charged up, ready to take on the world.
Yeah, and is it about 6 months old now, or is it older than that?
We've been the company's actually about 3 years old, and with RE, we launched it at retail within the last 6 months. We've had great retailer acceptance, some very, you know, large trusted retailers like Whole Foods on the West Coast, Sprouts, Raley's, as well as, you know, premium retail chains like Clark's and Lassen's have brought the product in.
Wow, that's wonderful. There's like 1,500 stores probably and more since I got this number, I'm sure. Crazy. How hard is it to run a business like that? Is it 24 hours a day and then you wish you had more hours, or are you balanced with your family, or how does that go?
Well, it is a balancing act. it never kind of stops, but I'd say, you know, what drives me is that, I'm really doing something good. It's something I feel proud of. I feel proud sharing it with my family. So I think anything worthwhile takes a lot of effort and energy. So
you're not kidding me. Gosh, I hear you. It does, doesn't it? It's almost like it becomes another child.
It is. It is your baby for sure. And just like kids, you know, you always love them, but sometimes, you know, they're a little more challenging. So it is challenging. But, I'm blessed to work with a great team. We really put a lot of thought into people that we've added to our team. They're very good at what they do. They're very passionate. They really live the lifestyle of natural wellness. So it may sound cliche, but it kind of comes naturally to them to sell a product like RE and promote mm-hmm. the product.
Yeah. Now, it's funny, for doing all the things that you've done in your life, you have, it sounds like, no ego, and I always feel blessed when we have guests like you on our show, because you're doing your very best at something that you absolutely love. It looks like you've taken a few leaps of faith here and there to do things that you love. And I'm curious. The other day, I had somebody on my show named Etu Evans, and he is just an amazing shoe designer, probably one of the best shoe designers in the entire world. Designs shoes for celebrities and so forth. Okay, now we're over here with you as the CEO, and you're doing all things what appear to be, I know you've done other things, but let's just say for right now, food, fruit, beverages, those types of things. What drives people to, like, earrings, shoes, fruit, drinks? You know, how do you pick what you want to do? I'm so curious about this, because for some it's a love of shoes, and for others it's energy drinks. You know what I mean?
Well, we're definitely not an energy drink, but I believe that.
Sorry, I misspoke there. I didn't mean energy drink, but you know what I mean. Fruit, you know, you've got this really cool product.
I think it's life's very fluid, and you just kind of, what I've found is that you can't change people, and you can't change things around you, so you play the hand you're dealt the best you can in every situation that comes up. And, I found myself in consumer packaged goods, in nutritional supplements, about 15 years ago, and just really stuck with that category of goods. Because the networks developed, I developed relationships with retailers, with manufacturers, those relationships continue to grow. So, maybe 15 years ago, if I would have met a cobbler that knew how to make shoes, I'd be competing with Etu today. But, it's kind of a fluid, and you just keep building on things around you. So I'm a believer that we all get thrown into different situations. God never gives us more than we can handle. So you just make the best out of each of those situations. Mm-hmm. And sometimes with a little bit of luck, it works out.
Yeah. Were you, can we go back to like maybe junior high or high school or something like that with you and ask you, were you always this entrepreneurial?
That's a great question. In high school, I was pretty entrepreneurial and, was trying to always figure out a way. I came from a very working class family. My mom, my dad, still work today. And although I'm trying to help them retire at some point. I guess being in that environment, I always wanted to I aspired to more. I was very fortunate. I worked for a very wealthy individual at his home when I was a kid in high school, and he was actually Israel's lobbyist to Congress, a very influential man in the on the global international politics as well. And I went off to my first year at Michigan State and came back and didn't have the grades that I was hoping for. And by working for him in the summers, he agreed to give me a scholarship. And he told me, I know you can do it. And I really kind of look at my life and say, what kind of put me in the right direction? And his words, his confidence in me, as well as my parents, sort of put me off in the right direction. And, I try to do the same thing with my kids today. That is, every night before they go to bed, I tell them, you can do anything. You just got to work hard, try, believe, never give up. And so I don't know if it's instilled or you see something, you say, hey, other people could do it. I'm as good, if not better, so why can't I do that? Maybe that's not answering the question directly.
No, it's a perfect answer to the question, actually, because, we're the Best Ever You show, and we really want to help people be their best, and I'm sure people are really looking up to you right now. Just like you looked up to him, people are really looking up to you, and I'm sure there are a ton of people listening to the show right now going, I want to do what he's doing. I want to have what he has. I'd love to learn how to, brand like you brand or develop like you develop or, be a great dad like you are, or whatever. There's people look up to people for a variety of different reasons. And you just never know whose life you're touching right now.
Well, you just hope to do good and hopefully it comes back around to you. So with Ree, I think we have an opportunity to really help people in a unique way. Just to help get those nutrients in their body, get that nutrition that they're looking for, that they may not get right now. A lot of health problems come from deficiencies in our diet, and we don't understand all the way it may work, but we do find that when we address some of those deficiencies, people function better, they're more productive, maybe they can learn better. So with Ree and 21 different super fruits in there, we can help. Maybe it's a little bit of a shotgun approach, but it helps address some of those things that they're probably not getting in their diet that they could benefit from.
Yeah, for those that just tuned in, we're speaking with Tom Morse, and you can look at the website that goes with the product that he's talking about. It's drinkree.com. And you guys are also really active on Twitter. Thank you for that. I love it when companies are really actively on Twitter and engaging their fans. You guys tweet out, you retweet, you actually use Twitter in a way that's engaging. It's kind of nice. And on Twitter, it's drinkree also. So just drinkree, not the also. I added that, but just on Twitter, drinkree. And you can actually, just put at drinkree and type in whatever you want to type. And you guys are marvelous at your social media. How has that helped grow your company?
Well, first, we're really blessed to have some really smart and people that are in tune with social media and Twitter and Facebook. And every day we see lifts in our traffic on our website. We see unique posts from people, and we get questions directly to the company about the product. So it definitely helps drive consumers to us. We're working to make it easier to connect those consumers with questions about the product or looking for the product to stores. So we've come up with a unique store locator. So when somebody that's actually up on our Facebook page, and that's one of the most visited sites. So when someone is looking for the product, especially for a new product, it's not in every store across the country yet. So it's a little tougher to find. So we've tried to make it really easy where it just basically the miracle of technology, wherever you're at, it'll tell you the closest stores to you or give you an option to buy it at Costco.com or Amazon.
Nice.
So Facebook and social media and Twitter are great tools. And the key, I think, there is just having people that really understand it well and know how to leverage those things, because it's a great way to connect with your consumers and, you know, potential buyers of the product. But you really have to have somebody that knows how to do that. We're blessed with a good team that does.
Yeah. You know, Best Ever You just reached 130,000 Twitter followers.
Wow.
And, yeah, we're fascinated by our Twitter following, and just thank all of our fans for following us. And I try and follow everybody back, and I try and engage every single person who tweets me. I try and go look at their websites. I try and follow their blogs. And I hope I can keep doing that, because it's just, it's special to me. I've met some of the most amazing people on Twitter. I mean, just, it's just incredible, Twitter and Facebook. So, but I think I'm an equal fan of both, but you use them in different ways. So I do just absolutely love the way that you are using your Twitter account. So kudos to all the people behind that. We're getting some questions about just you as a person, as far as some of the other companies that you've run. And it sounds like you've had an amazing career launching all sorts of brands. Can you share some of those with us and tell us some success stories, or even failure stories, or what learning moments, or whatever you want to talk about there? Because it sounds like you've had some amazing success in your lifetime.
Well, you know, I'm happy to share with you my experience with you know, in the educational software arena. I worked with a group of very talented entrepreneurs, and we created an education-friendly portal for teachers and parents and students to all get connected on the internet via email. And this was back before AOL even existed. And, you know, I'd say the unique thing about that was, you know, we'd start our meetings every Monday with, "Wouldn't it be cool if?" And then, you know, someone would have some idea, and we would try to figure out a way to turn that into a software product, and then distribute it to the schools and parents and teachers that were our customers. So, you know, it was a lot of advertising, direct response advertising, that we would test and use to find or to see if this was something that people really wanted. So that was a unique experience. With another company that I founded was a company called Living Essentials, which I launched a product called 5-Hour Energy with that company. And, you know, from a distribution standpoint, you know, I was involved as president of that company. I was involved in really establishing the energy shot category in America.
Right.
There's, you know, so from a commercial standpoint, it was very, very successful. And, you know, with RE, I guess once you've done something once, you know what you did right and what you could have done better. So with RE, the name is sort of maybe cliche in that, you know, what would you redo? But as a vitality drink, we have an opportunity to do this again, but even better, with a product that really works naturally with the body and helps provide those nutrients that the body really needs to perform at its best.
Yeah.
So it had good success, and always looking for a new challenge. And with RE, we've got a great product and a great opportunity to help people, as well as build another great business.
Yeah, what I like about that is I may not love that product, and people might not love that product. People may love it, may not, whatever. Whatever you think about that product, you think. But what I love about that is the ability to do that and create multi-million dollars in sales in a brand and so forth. I think that's fascinating. And I love what you said with RE, you know, the ability to redo, revive, you know, all the things. So that was that intentional, or was that just something I'm very curious. If when you named Re, was that intentional?
Well, it was. We, you know, the company is actually Rushmore Essentials, so we already had the initials there. And
yeah.
But you know, but we were looking for an icon because it's so much easier to remember an icon than it is trying to remember a long name like Rushmore Essentials. So Re really lent itself from a branding standpoint to other products. So we have a couple of other products. I love to come back and tell you about them as we launch those products, but that help fill in other need states that consumers may have, but doing it in a healthy, natural way as well.
So was your wake-up call to do something different, the headaches and the doctor visits and so forth?
You know, that was definitely contributed to it. I think that if you're, you kind of know when you're
tired too. My goodness.
You kind of know in your gut if you're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And sometimes it takes. I'm 44 years old today.
Oh my!
Today.
Today?
No. I'm 44 years old.
Oh, okay.
But the reason why I say that is, you know, it takes you a little bit of time to realize or trust your gut.
Amen. Doesn't it?
And you know, at the time that I've been selling other things, you know, I probably didn't listen to my gut as well, and then it started to tell me, hey, is this the right way to do this? And you start to listen to your gut, and the scary thing is when you do listen to it, it helps take you in, I think, the right direction.
Yeah, and sometimes that's not the easiest path, is it?
No, there's a cost to everything.
Yeah, it can be. We were talking about that too, with I can't remember who, but the bumpy, windy road sometimes.
But that, you know, it makes us all better people, and you know, having those experiences, especially when you can share them with others and help them, find the success that they're looking for faster, can be rewarding as well.
You know, it's one of the things I'm thinking about as I'm talking to you and getting to know you better and learning more about your product is it almost sounds like it could be a health plan done right.
Well, it does. It is a part of a healthy lifestyle. You know, so to have good health, you kind of need a foundation of three things: good nutrition, some exercise, and a good night's sleep. So it fits really well into that nutrition category because it does help provide that nutrients. We all live really fast-paced lives. We got to go here, go there, to stop and get, you know, to get all the fruit that our bodies should get every day. You know, 3 to 5 servings of fruit isn't easy. So it's an easy button you can push where you take your shot, you take your daily 2 ounces of Revitalize, you get that into your body. So it almost becomes part of your lifestyle. Like, yeah. I need that today just like I would take my vitamins, although it tastes a little bit better and you don't have to try to swallow one of those giant pills.
Right. Now, I don't know if you'll know the answer to this because we're not doctors and so forth, but maybe you will. But how is it safe for people who are diabetic? Because I would, my dad's diabetic, my brother's diabetic, and I sometimes fruit is really hard for them to eat because of the amount of sugar. Does this have an incredibly high volume of sugar in the shot itself?
That's a great question.
Sugar, I know. I mean, it's fruit sugar and not like, bad processed food sugar and so forth, but still, yeah.
Well, just like, Revive and Revitalize are both low glycemic or have a low glycemic index, which means that they release the sugar slowly into the bloodstream. It's really sort of the same way that you would get your sugar if you were eating a piece of fruit. The other thing is that we also use fruits that are more low glycemic in nature. So we use apples and pears, for example, which have a very low glycemic index. So although they're fruit, they're not there's not high levels of processed sugar in them that would spike your blood sugar up. So you know, obviously if someone's a diabetic, they should always consult with their physician. But, you know, just looking at our label, we have a very, you know, there's only 50 calories per bottle of Revive. And our sugars, you know, are approximately 7 grams for 2.5 ounces. So compared to like a glass of orange juice, which could be 50 grams of sugar.
Right.
So we, as a percentage, we're much less, and we're using fruits that tend to have a lower glycemic index, so they're not going to spike your blood sugar as much.
Right. And then do all the products have the green tea in them?
You know, just the Revive has the green tea in it. And the reason for that is green tea is a great antioxidant.
I love green tea. Love. I'm the biggest green tea fan there might be.
You know, and with that green tea comes a little bit of natural caffeine, which does help accelerate the absorption of the nutrients. It also gives us a little bit of a lift. So that lift is sometimes what you need, it, you know, at 3:30 in the afternoon, or, you know, if you're running from work to pick up the kids to get them to dance or to soccer or wherever you got to go, to give them your best, it helps make you the best ever at the same time.
And then Revitalize is the 32-ounce version of that, and that's just fruit.
Yes, that's all fruit. So that doesn't have the green tea in it, but the same great base of and all the nutrients of those. The other thing that's important, we didn't really touch on it, but I think it's worth mentioning, is that the antioxidants in Revive and Revitalize are very high. And with Revive, we have a 7,500 ORAC value for antioxidants.
Wow.
So antioxidants, I know a lot of people, you hear about it all the time. It's, you know, it's
assume people don't know, because totally assume people don't know what antioxidant or anti-inflammatory or flavonoids or any of it means, because just depends. Sometimes we have a younger audience and sometimes we have an older audience, and audiences in the middle, sometimes you just never know if people have heard it before. So feel free to elaborate.
Well, so with antioxidants, I think the simplest way to understand and get it is, if you've ever seen an apple sliced and then over, you know, a few minutes or an hour, it'll start to turn brown, that's oxidation. That oxidation that happens to that apple slice is the same thing that happens in our bodies when we're exposed to the environment. So what antioxidants do is they help prevent that oxidation or that aging process from happening. So the things that are rich in antioxidants, like Revive and Revitalize, you know, help prevent that oxidation from happening. So, you know, it just helps us, it helps our overall well-being at the same time. And there's a lot of studies out there on the positive benefits of antioxidants. They're great for recovery. They're great just for, you know, living a long, fruitful life.
Yeah, I like that, a long, fruitful life. That's cute. No pun intended, right? and then the anti-inflammatories. You know, I was wondering, this might put you totally on the spot, but do you by chance have a list of the 21 fruits that are in it? Do you have that anywhere
absolutely.
Handy? Or do you have
yeah,
it memorized?
Absolutely.
Go for it, because I think it'd be cool.
Yeah, so we have apples, which apples, apricots, black raspberry, blueberries, blackberries, cranberries, dark sweet cherries, elderberries, goji berries, mangosteen, which is kind of coming into its own right now. It's being introduced into more flavor profiles and different products. Maquis berry, pears, pomegranates, which are, you know, obviously have sort of hit mainstream. Prickly pears, red sour cherry, red grapes, red raspberries. A newer superfruit is sea buckthorn, which you'll probably hear about more in the news. Strawberries, white grapes, and yumberry. And we have on the drinkree.com, that's drinkree.com, under the fruit section, we have a little explanation. combination of each of the fruits and some of the benefits of those fruits. So it's a great resource if you're ever just curious. There's some fun facts in there, too, about the different fruits that you find in Re.
Cool. Do you ever see yourself separating those out and doing, like, apple juice, orange juice, just, you know, that type of thing, too? Or will you always have them all mixed up? Because I'm thinking of people with food allergies like myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That might have trouble actually drinking this because there's some ingredients there. I'm like, ooh, I don't know whether I'm allergic to that or not, and I don't know whether I want to test it or not to see because it's anaphylaxis for me. Do you ever see yourself doing something to cater toward the food allergy community where it's just simple, labeled, here's apple juice, here's this, here's that? Would you ever consider doing something like that?
Absolutely, we'd consider it. What's kind of interesting is there's not as many food allergies to fruits as there are, say, other food groups like nuts.
Right. Yeah.
You know, obviously allergies are very serious and something that we would never want to have somebody, you know, we disclose all the ingredients on this, all the fruits so that somebody can check. But
yeah, I love it because it's clean. I mean, you can tell, like, this is so clean. It's wonderful. But somebody, food allergy people are kind of fun. I represent food allergy, so I'm just picking on it a little bit. And you can tell me to be quiet, too, whatever. But, you know, just a lot of food allergy people, the problem with fruits are they act like those seasonal allergies. And so we have throat itch or mouth itch from fruit. Fruit's very scary sometimes with food allergies. And so sometimes with food allergies, our fruit needs to be just the fruit that it is. And also one of the other things that people are doing with a lot of the drinks and so forth is they're mixing them up with nuts, like made on the same process lined with almonds or coconut or whatever. And that renders it so that we can't drink it automatically just because of the cross-contamination.
Well, just that's a great point. You know, some other key things about Re is it's not processed in a facility with any nuts.
Good.
So if someone has a nut allergy, you know, there is it's not processed in a nut packing facility. It's also vegan, so you know this is a pure vegan product.
Love
It's non-GMO, so there's no genetically modified type products inside of it, or any of the fruits are not GMO. It's gluten-free. And something that's unique in the beverage industry about this is it's actually aseptically processed, which that means it's clean room filled. And by using this aseptic processing, we can fill the bottles without using preservatives or chemicals. That allows it also allows the nutrient values to stay much higher, the colors to stay as vibrant, and you get a long shelf life out of this, as well as it tastes great.
Yeah.
So aseptic processing, although it costs more, it has a lot of great benefits. By not using chemicals, we get a longer shelf life, we get better flavors, better nutrient value, and
it's wonderful.
It's definitely
wonderful. Yeah, I own and co-founded the Food Allergy Zone with my friend Brian, and I think I'd feel very comfortable introducing this to that group of people, and maybe having some of the people, you know, test it and tell us what they think. I think it's just brilliant.
Well, we'd love to support
anything
like that. That, you know, any opportunities we can help Elizabeth, we'd love to.
Yeah,
support.
There's so many people crying for help like this, and there's so much confusion going on right now with what should I eat, what should I drink, what should I do? You know, is this really healthy? That I think it's just a wonderful solution to, you know, it's a great answer for a lot of the things that are going on right now. And I'm glad to anybody listening with food allergies, because we do have quite a crowd of people that listen when we put food on and things like that, that you cleared that up too, because that's so important to hear that it's not cross-contaminated, because a lot of the times people don't mark that. or tell it. In fact, sometimes now I'm seeing products, I love this, when products say, this is not processed in a facility with any nuts, any this, any that, or any of the other eight allergens. I love that label because then I know I can eat it. That's the most fantastic label I've seen lately. This is not. It's great.
Well, that's a great idea, and that's something we'll definitely look into adding to the package because, as a father with two kids in elementary school,
those peanut butter
allergies
classrooms
are such a big issue, and it's really hard just to find snacks that are safe for the kids to take.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, there's one in 12 or 13 kids running around right now with a food allergy.
Oh, my gosh.
Wild, yeah, the numbers are just staggering. And so I love this as a solution. And in fact, do your kids ever, I'm just curious, do your kids ever take this as their snack? Because it seems like it could be a really neat snack. We're struggling for snack ideas all of the time in our house.
Yeah, well, the Revive bottles, yes. I mean, they... my daughter loves them, and it's the nice thing is because it's not a stimulant-based product. There's, let's say she has two, or she has maybe even more than two. There's no risk like there is with stimulant-based products.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. so it's not some incredible amount of
approach.
Yeah, so there's not some incredible amount of caffeine added that makes everybody go off the charts. So is that correct? It just is green tea.
Absolutely. It's just there's just a splash of green tea in the Revive product.
Go ahead.
We love fruit, and we also deal with dried fruit, and dried fruit's a great snack for kids, and we have some other products in the dried fruit
I'm totally interrupting. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so excited to hear that. Sorry. Can I interrupt you for a second? Do you mind?
Yeah, please.
Well, the reason why I just got so excited when you said that is because, again, I've been dealing with food allergies for 15 years. It's not something I was ever born with. And on behalf of all of us, that's the one thing none of us can hardly ever eat is dried fruit because they mix it up and make it with everything trail mix. And
yeah.
So it's impossible to find banana chips or dried apples or dry, because it all has nut warnings on it. It's impossible almost. I can't find very much.
Well, we have a new line of products that's going to be coming out later this year, and I'd love to share it with you when we release it to the stores that is dried fruit based, and it deals with some of the common or overcomes some of the common shortfalls of dried fruit out there. For example, like sulfur is another issue with dried fruit that prevents people from enjoying the benefits of it because that's been added into the product.
Can you do us all another big favor too? Can you not put like four pieces in and charge like $6 for it? Can you put some things actually in the bag? Have you seen that trick?
Well, absolutely. It has to be a reasonable portion so that
put some fruit
worthwhile
in there with the air.
Yeah.
Whatever. Gosh, that's funny.
I mean, we're Americans. We like, and I'm not from Texas, but we do like to have healthy portions. So
yeah, that's funny.
Right there.
All right, so we've got about 6 minutes left, and I just want to know, is there, trying to take a look at everything that we've gone through here, and I think we've really gone through everything very well, but is there anything that I just really missed? Is there anything I haven't covered? Is there anything you want to talk about?
Well, I think it'd be great just to do kind of a quick recap about what's unique about Re as a vitality drink, and why consumers may want to hire Re in their daily lifestyle. It's it basically is a really simple, easy delivery system of fruits. So you can get the fruit that your body needs in a convenient, easy, delicious way every day. It can help provide you that lift that you need in the afternoons, in the morning, as an alternative to what you're currently, as an alternative to stimulants. It's a great way to help address some of the deficiencies in your diet, maybe the nutrients that you're not getting And it works naturally with the body to deliver those nutrients, which is really important because by working naturally, it's much more efficient. It'll help nourish, strengthen, protect. And a lot of us don't get the antioxidants that our bodies need. So with RE, we can get those antioxidants that can help prevent oxidation, can help slow that aging process. So we can feel younger and get more out of life. And that's really our goal with RE, is to help everyone enjoy a better, their best life possible.
Yeah. Do you think, I love hearing all of that. Do you think you'll do anything with vegetables?
Well, it's...
Have we met the vegetable guy yet?
No, it's funny. You've got like ESP or something, because we were just we've been working on a vegetable product as well, and it's not there yet. We're focusing on like anything. You know, you got to focus on your number one, and our number one right now is Revive and Revitalize. But we've got some exciting products that will be coming out shortly. One of those has some vegetables in it too.
So key thing, some, because sometimes I don't know how you grind up broccoli and grind up green beans and it just sounds gross already, doesn't it?
Well, some of those different colors, especially the greens, it's vibrant. The more vibrant and rich the colors are, just like in RE, usually the better is for you. So
yeah.
Those greens are the same.
Well, I'm a green smoothie girl. I do green smoothies almost every day of my life. Well, I pretty much do them every day of my life. It's a question of whether once or twice, but it's got the spinach and the cucumber and the pear and just simple because I have food allergies. So it's very simple like that, and then just ice and water. And I absolutely love those every morning. They're wonderful. So this might be a really neat idea in addition to that. How do you, just out of curiosity, sometimes our smoothies turn out brown? Mm-hmm. You can put something in there and it turns out this just gross shade of green or brown. How do you make that not happen? I'm just curious, because you haven't added anything to it, to color it.
Yeah. Well, that's a great question. And part of the process that we use is this aseptic process, which is clean room, ultra-high temp pasteurization. So that browning really occurs from sort of overcooking something. Maybe not so much in a smoothie that's just being mixed together, but a lot of the browning that you see occurring in products, it's just they're being cooked too long. So in order to make it safe, they'll keep that heat for an extended period of time. It'll create that browning. So by using our process, the product's only heated very high, to a very high temperature for a very mm-hmm. short amount of time, so that cooking over an extended period of time doesn't happen, and that allows the color to hold, the flavor to hold, the nutrients to be higher, and most importantly, the flavor to be just delicious.
It's nice, yeah, because there's nothing more gross than that when you have a brown smoothie, but it's supposed to be green. You're like, oh, gross. That is not attractive to eat at all. So, yeah, I love that. Well, much continued success to you. What a great company. What a great person. And just thank you for being with us for the hour. I appreciate you just sharing your information with our audience. I think this will just help a ton of people.
Thank you, Elizabeth. I really appreciate it. If anyone has any questions, we have a great website.
Drinkree.com.
It's rich with information about all the fruits, stores to buy the product. There's some great coupons on there. So you can actually save a lot of money, too, by visiting the website. And then, of course, like us on Facebook. So
yeah,
you can share the word.
And Twitter. And we'll follow up in the Best Ever You community. I think we're going to be doing some giveaways with you and things like that. So we really appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. That's Tom Morse from RE. You can visit him at drinkree.com. And again, he's on Facebook and Twitter. It's not exactly you, but the whole company. And just much love to you, and appreciate all you're doing to help people be their best. So thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Have a great day, and cheers.
All right. Thank you. All right. Take care, everyone. Have a beautiful day. And please visit us at besteveryou.com. And if you want to share this show, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/besteveryou, and there's all the social media buttons from there. And I look forward to being with you here at 2:30 on the Huffington Post. I'm going to be with Jerome Bettis, and we're going to be talking about food allergies. So you can Google chat. I'll put the link out, and we'll see you at 2:30. All right, take care, everybody. Thank you, Tom, and everybody have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Best Ever You Show. Want more? Visit us at besteveryou.com. Be your best and keep it real. Confident, successful, caring, and beautiful every day with Best Ever You.